Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here in Herb Talk, we are about empowerment. So we're going to be talking about for this episode, is AI tech driving you crazy? We're going to talk about that. But before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. And we are in 2 Chronicles 7. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So if you think America needs a healing, that's why. Seek the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short. You want to heal the land. All right, we're going to be talking about AI tech. Is it driving you crazy? So if technology is causing you some concern, you're not alone. The generation growing up with the technology usually, you know, doesn't see a problem with it. It is the generation that did not really grow up with other things. And they see the technology that doesn't bring a problem, but others a little older than them do see some warning signs. So technology can provide convenience and it helps workers to be more productive and it streamlines job-related activities, but then there is the side of tech that is kind of a deep dive off a cliff. So there is now a new definition in the halls of psychology called AI psychosis. So we're going to take a look at this and how you can protect yourself from this unfortunate mental state. So what is psychosis? Well, the definition of psychosis is a mental state characterized by a mental loss of contact with reality and with difficulty distinguishing between what is reality and what isn't. This state often involves symptoms of delusion and hallucinations. Psychosis can stem from mental illness like schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, substance abuse, trauma, or brain injury. So AI psychosis is a condition driven or exploited by AI technology instead of AI intervening when signs of psychosis manifest. It appears that AI is encouraging it. Here's a quote from Futurism, January 2026. They said, AI psychosis, a condition where users lose touch with reality after immersing themselves in interactions with chatbots. Wow. So a person's mind can be preyed upon where the technology feeds into the delusions and fantasies of a person. So there is a case of a middle-aged married man who was working in technology sector and his life turned upside down when he purchased a pair of Ray-Ban MetaSmart glasses and he wore this. So the glasses are embedded with AI chatbot, making them AI infused eyeglasses that look like a normal pair of sunglasses, and the glasses are outfitted with cameras, open ear speakers, voice control Meta AI, and it plays music, as well as it can take calls. It gives you hands-free access to information. It has displays, notifications, and navigation. So the case described this man that was wearing these Ray-Bans. He wore them frequently, and it caused him to become increasingly more isolated and sleep-deprived. He was increasing his interaction with Meta AI across Instagram, WhatsApp and Messenger. He was also using that. And the technology was helping him to embrace his fantasies and delusions. According to Futurism, they said this case serves as a stark warning about the unchecked dangers of AI-driven delusions, end of quote. They also went on to say, Meta's AI-powered smart glasses developed in partnership with Ray-Ban represent a dangerous escalation in corporate surveillance, data exploitation, and the erosion of personal privacy. It's marketed as sleek, functional, wearable aids, and this device is also designed to seamlessly integrate with AI-driven surveillance into daily life while normalizing constant biometric data harvesting, end of quote. Therefore, this particular technology will harvest data from your private life while enabling the wearer to slip into mental illness. So the chat logs in this case confirmed this activity, and the log showed that AI was convincing the wearer that he was some kind of unique superhuman that could be the bridge to bring other worlds, galaxies, and species together. This was mind control using heavy suggestion to create a multifunctional reality, and it even suggested taking risks that could encourage suicide. So according to this case, the victim was in the end a shell of his former self, and Dr. Joseph Pierre with the University of California, San Francisco was part of this first time case study on AI psychosis. And Dr. Pierre says this: if a chat box is getting input that very clearly is delusional, it's very disturbing that the chatbot would just be echoing that or supporting it or pushing it one step further. This tech maximizes immersion into dangerous fantasy, end of quote. So the study showed that the logs, that chatbot, did not guide the user to crisis resources and instead executed minimal safeguards. So there was a previous report from Rutgers who published that an elderly man of 76 years old died while using AI chatbot. The case of the middle-aged man who was familiar with technology, he did not see his downfall coming. According to Dr. Pierre, he said this tech mirrors adding broader fears of AI's unchecked influences. So apparently this man was lost in his career, his family, his marriage, and his mind. And he stated to Dr. Joseph Pierre, quote, "I would love to have faith in God again. I would love to have hope, but I don't have that. I'm literally just trying to get through each hour," end of quote. So mental health is an issue. There is now the debate that technology has increased the number of mental health issues. And according to Mental Health America 2025, they said this: research indicates a strong correlation between the heavy use of technology, specifically smart technology and social media, and the rising rates in mental health problems. It particularly shows higher rates of anxiety, depression, and insomnia, end of quote. So we're told to restrict the use of our smart technology, which is a good idea, but it can be a subtle drift into a danger zone and not really realizing it until your real risk of being personally compromised just materializes with your technology. So this is a good example of less is more. AI is not your friend. There are where your enemy is concerned, restrictions would apply. So if he's not your friend, then restrict it. Now let's look at some basic herbs. There are some herbs that we can utilize to help us overcome depression and anxiety. There is my favorite valerian root for anxiety. I think it works best in a tincture form instead of a pill capsule form. There's also herbs for depression and panic attacks. People have used St. John's wort for depression. If you have a moderate to mild depression case, St. John's wort is very helpful. Vitamin nutrition is also very good for your nervous system to help you be strong against mental illnesses. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs have this beautiful plant-based mix that you can stir into fluids like water, juices, or even a smoothie. You can even stir it into applesauce or yogurt if you want and really supercharge the system with natural B vitamins, amino acids, proteins, and your minerals. So you can check out thepowerherbs.com. They have the valerian root, the St. John's wort. They have a lot of things there for the immune system, also for the central nervous system if you're having issues with mental health. Actually, just check with your doctor always before you use anything. But if you have questions, you can definitely call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. Outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. And they have a website, thepowerherbs.com, and you can also read the reviews up there on their items as well. So if you have questions, give them a call. Be empowered. You know, always do your homework. Well, I'm out of time. Thanks for listening and sharing. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.